Now, one of Ireland's most beloved and respected musicians and songwriters joins me in studio this morning. That is Davy Fury, who's just released his new album, Glimpses of the Truth. He'll be touring the country in support of the new record with a visit to Glore in Ennis on the cards next month. That's going to be on Saturday, the 27th of April. Davy Fury, a very good morning to you.
Hello, Alan. How are you, man?
I'm good. How about you? How are you feeling, you know, when you're on the cusp of a tour? A new album has just come out. I'm sure a lot of work has gone into that, and now it's finally out there for people to listen to.
Yeah, it's all helter skelter at the minute, so it's these couple of weeks are really busy. They're actually busier than the weeks of the tour, to be honest, because you're going from art centre to art centre and venue to venue and station to station, and it's good though. It's great to be invited into Clare FM, and it's great to be knocking around the place, be able to sing a few songs, isn't it?
That, you know, that's the right mentality. Just be grateful for everything. And I suppose as well, I mean, look, any musician or band, there's a lot of work that goes into an album. It's not like in the days of the 60s and 70s where a band would chuck out an album in a week or whatever. Like, have you been tipping away at this for some time since the last one?
Yeah, it's been over about maybe 2 years. I brought the last one out during COVID, you see, Haunted Street, so I didn't get a chance to tour that at all. So Glimpse of the Truth, at least we get a chance to tour it and sing it, because I think touring is the lifeblood of any musician. Do you know, that's where you really have to be at. It's all very well putting your songs up online and not even talking about finances, Alan, you know what I mean?
But that is a big consideration now more than ever for musicians, isn't it? Because you've touched on it there. You'll be up on all the streaming services and whatnot, but record sales aren't what they used to be. We all know the issue with the streaming services in terms of paying artists. It's gigs and selling merch at gigs is where you make your money.
Yeah, and I think that's at any level of the music. You see the amount of gigs that are happening in for the summer. You know, you get Pearl Jam and the Killers, and these guys are coming over nearly every year now at this stage because they have to tour. And maybe Pearl Jam don't have to tour, but you get my point.
I'd say they're all right, but you know, I do.
They're touring.
They are, yeah. I'll be going to see them myself.
Springsteen doing 5 or 6 gigs around Ireland alone. It's mad, you know, but it's changed completely, I think, from the 80s and 70s and 90s even.
But you mentioned the last album coming out during COVID. This is your first nationwide tour in 5 years. I'm presuming the pandemic played a large part in that.
It played the whole part. Basically, yeah, because there's a year after COVID then where they were reorganising gigs that were cancelled and tours. So I didn't really do any of that. I just said, look, I just kept on recording and writing songs. And then we said we'd bring out Glimpses. So there's 9 new tracks in this album. It came out last Friday. It was largely recorded in Meath. And we're going to play Glore then on the 27th of April. I have a very special guest in Clara Boutelaire. She told me how to pronounce it this morning.
well pronounced.
But she's living in Ennis, and she's a brilliant singer-songwriter herself, originally from Argentina, actually. So Glore is going to be lovely. We played Glore last year with Paul Brady, opening up for Paul on his Irish tour. Did a couple of dates with him. So
was that a nice way to ease back into playing in front of audiences again, Davy? You know, you're getting an opportunity to play with someone as legendary and respected as Paul. But I suppose it's like, it's not all the pressure is on you. You know, you're supporting. It's a nice kind of a gig to have.
Yeah, now you said it, Alan. You hit the nail on the head. I can just turn up and play to 1,000 people and I don't have to do any promo or such. Or I don't have to worry about tickets or sales or anything, you know. Just worry about my song. Not worry, but just concentrate on my songs and my set. And Brady was great crack, you know. He's a brilliant man. I'm not just saying it now.
If he's listening though, he's angling for another another tour out here.
He'd tell me to shut up.
But I mean, even Davy, having someone like Paul Brady bring you out on the road and championing you as well. I mean, you talk about, you know, all the promotion you have to do ahead of a tour. But is it lovely to have? You seem to be very well respected by other great names in the music world, the Christy Moores, the Luca Blooms, and the aforementioned Paul Brady. I mean, that it kind of almost reminds me of, you know, like the songwriter, the way the Bob Dylans and Neil Youngs would all love someone like John Prine, even if a lot of people didn't know who he was. You're getting a lot of respect from them, which in turn, that's like, you know, people are going to listen to them. So if they mention your name or your album and that they're enjoying it, you pick up a lot of traction that way.
Yeah, you can do, yeah. And it's very helpful. Ah, Jesus, lovely shirt, you know. And
nice boost to the ego as well.
It is, yeah. And most people would say my ego doesn't need a boost, Alan. Yeah, it's great crack. It's just great to hear from those guys, you know, and we've become friends with a lot of them over the years because we cross paths fairly regularly. It's a small Irish community here. And there's a lot of good people in the Irish music industry, as you probably know, especially down here in the west coast of Clare, on any part of Clare. So it's nice to hear good things about yourself, isn't it?
Definitely is. Well, I wouldn't know.
You know, I'm sure you get an awful lot of good things said about you, Al.
Less about that, the better. You can say something nice about me now, though. I'm all ears. No, it is lovely. And I mean, getting them saying nice things about you, perhaps like Paul Brady, opens up the opportunity to tour as well. And I'm sure you like. What makes it even nicer is you probably grew up listening to some of these people's music, but I was kind of reading about like some of the stuff that you like. You mentioned Pearl Jam, who you're a fan of as well. You seem to have very eclectic musical taste.
I would from the early days. We'll say that grunge era, early 90s, maybe mid 90s. I used to love Pearl Jam's 10, Smashing Pumpkins, Nirvana. I liked all that stuff, but then I'd be listening to Billy Joel or Andy Irvine or Planxty or Moving Hearts and loads of folk stuff. But I think I started playing Luke Kelly. I loved the Irish folk songs. I think that was my first introduction to music, traditional music. I played with my cousins in Leash, and it was purely traditional music. And then covering those songs, I tended to try and imitate the way they were singing. So as a songwriter, when I started writing songs, it was very important to me that I sing in my own voice.
Is that part of the process towards working towards finding your own voice?
Yes.
That, you know, you take on your influences and you're almost, it's almost like a Stars in Their Eyes kind of performance for a while until you eventually find who you are.
That's the way it was with me, yeah. I think you have to, well, I had to learn how to sing, learn how to play, how to respect songs, how to respect the music. And I learned that fairly quickly and fairly young. When you're singing songs, that you don't want to mess them up, because these could be really important songs to people. Remind them of their mothers or fathers or brothers or big events in their lives, you know, and you don't want to mess around with that. Now, you can have a bit of crack, and they're the fun songs, you know, have a bit of fun with them. But the songs that people really love and are really important to them, you really have to respect the songs for that.
Okay.
That's what I think, and I've learned that, especially from Christy and Luca. You know, they would have instilled that as well in their own music, in their own songs. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, and that is for sure. Look, glimpses of the truth. Praise I've heard about it so far. It's getting great reaction. You've got the 12-day tour starting off in Wexford. You're going to be visiting Glore on the 27th of April. Any plans beyond that? Are you going to be taking glimpses of the truth to foreign shores or anything else on the horizon for 2024?
Possibly, Alan. Yeah, there's a couple of things that could be going on. But I think the girlfriend is listening, so I can't say anything.
You bring her as well, though, don't you?
She has family. We have family. And we have holidays booked. I think she's trying to book in as much as she can. You can't go that week. We're going away that week. sure, it's great. It's great to be travelling around, isn't it, playing music? Like, God almighty, and everything happening in the world. Do you know what I mean?
I tell you, when you put it like that, it puts it in perspective. Yeah, it's not a bad old life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. There's a lot of people struggling out there, and it's nice. Like, the tickets for Glore, I don't think they're that expensive. Are they 20 quid or something along those lines? Was it for Stevie Nicks, 300 and something?
Oh, stop. Don't get me started on that and the whole dynamic pricing. Don't you start bringing in dynamic pricing, okay, for tickets.
Is that what it's called, dynamic pricing?
Yeah, where, you know, the price rises to meet demand.
Ah, that's shocking, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it's
a bad turn of events.
That's another day's conversation, a Pearl Jam part of that
My
as well.
My tickets for Glore will probably be 120 after this, will it?
Get them quickly, folks, while you still have a sufficient amount in your wallet. Davey, pleasure having you in. I know you'll get a great reception at Glore. We're going to take a track from the album Stargazer, but thanks very much for taking the time to visit us.
Thanks, Al. Enjoy that chat. Thanks, man.
Here's the aforementioned Davey Fury with Stargazer. lovely sound to that, isn't there? That's Stargazer by Davey Fury from his new album, Glimpses of the Truth. And you can check him out on the 27th of April, a Saturday at Glor. I'm sure that is a gig not to be missed.